there somewhere?
Good morning, I'm right here.
Okay, good job, good job. I think we'll go ahead and get started maybe 3 seconds earlier than 11:45 this morning. Calling the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission to order on Monday, January 8th at 11:45 a.m. And it is with pleasure I get to introduce our new commissioner, Brendan McDonald, and makes us have a full commission. Don't have to wait along here. Brendan, would you mind just sharing a little bit with everyone your background and what you're doing at this time?
Sure. My name is Brendan McDonald. I have an electrical engineering degree from the University of Tennessee, and I'm currently working as an electrical engineer here in Wilmer at Novatech. In the past, I've worked in like casino regulatory industry and briefly in the power system supply software. I'm happy to be here and look forward to serving on the commission.
Okay. And you live in town here then, too?
Yes, I live in Wilmer.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, since we all know him, why don't we just kind of go around the room and we'll end up back there. And we'll start out with you, Joel, if you just, your name and your position at the utilities.
My name
is Joel. Sharon
Smith,
Electrical
Engineer.
Chris Carlson, Public Supply Manager. Stacey Steen, Supervisor of Customer Service.
Janelle Johnson, HR and Compliance Officer.
Kevin?
I swallowed, so.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Kevin Marty, Supervisor of Facility Purchasing and Expert Aver.
Okay.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Mary? Mary?
Yeah, just yep. Some time. Gary Casabab,
customers, energy services
and marketing. Kim Westberg, project assistant.
Beth Mathias, administrative secretary.
John Heron, general manager.
Sad. Pleased to do so. Justin Madden, ETAM marketing.
And I'm the Carol that called.
Nate Weber, been on the commission about 2 years, and I'm at Genio.
Bruce DeBlake.
And one person that we've done isn't part of the commission or part of the staff, but does some excellent reporting for us, Shelley from the West Central Tribune there. Okay, thank you. And since Brendan received his oath of office from the mayor, which states, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the constitutions of the United States and of the state of Minnesota and the Wilmer City Charter, and that I will discharge faithfully the duties of the Office of Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission of the City of Wilmer to the best of my judgment and ability. And Mr. McDonald has, his oath has been signed and notarized. So it makes it official that he's here. So, of course, it's the first meeting of the year, so it's there's always a few little organizational things that we need to take care of. And the first thing on our agenda will be the election of officers for 2018. And I believe everyone at this point has agreed to serve for at least another year. Myself as president, Commissioner Madden as vice president, Commissioner Weber as secretary, and Commissioner Weber as treasurer. So I would make a motion to accept the list of officers as listed for this coming year.
Second.
All those in favor signify. Oops, yeah. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Congratulations, Commissioner Bubble. Never. All right. Now we'll get down to a little bit more of the official business, and I look for approval of the consent agenda through a motion for the resolution to accept our consent agenda, any additions or corrections to the agenda, the minutes from our December 26th, 2017 meeting, review and approved payment of the bills in the total of $108,520.47. Is there a motion to approve the resolution to accept this?
Yeah, so moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and second to accept those. Any further discussion on any of those points? Hearing none, would you take roll, please? Fenton.
Commissioner Lommer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson? Oh, excuse me. McDonald?
Aye.
He's approved absence today. Okay. Next thing we'll go on is a little bit of organizational business again and setting the regular commission meeting schedule, and that's was sent out. Any questions on that or any huge conflicts with any of that for this next year for anyone? Okay, then I would look for a motion to accept that.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and second to accept the regular commission meeting schedule. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, that motion carries. I'm just looking at where my trips are. And the next is for committee appointments for both the Labor Committee and the Planning Committee. And with Mr. McDonald coming on in, and I, as the president, am going to step off city committees, and the commissioners who will be in those spots, and then I can serve as a backup if someone is absent from them when they're having a meeting. And for the Labor Committee, I'd like to appoint Commissioner Mabul, Commissioner Weber, and Commissioner Magnuson. And I believe everyone has agreed to that. I did check with, did call them ahead of time. And then the Planning Committee, would be Commissioner Mattern, Commissioner McDonald, and Commissioner DeBleek. So those would be the committees that everybody would be serving on. And again, they're what they call like ad hoc committees. So they're not, it's not a set time, like every second Tuesday or something like that. They happen as business comes up that needs to be dealt with. So I will make that motion to accept those folks to be on the Labor and Planning Committee. Is there a second?
Second that.
Okay, motion made and second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Okay, let's get on to the operating budgets. I would ask Director of Finance Runge to update on us on what's showing there with the budgets that we after our increases.
Thank you. We apologize. There is paper copies for everybody. We were trying to upload the original budget and then the updated, and for whatever reason, the system isn't allowing us, whether the name of the file was too similar, it kept overriding them. So everybody does have a packet of the original budget that was already approved, and along with that, the updated after the rate increases were inserted. I'll just go through briefly what was changed. On the electric budget, approved was the city franchise fee for $3 million. And then the very second to the bottom line, the intergovernmental transfer, all of those expenses will now move to electric because that includes what we are recouping under the city franchise fee. If we look at the water budget, the first two lines, the residential and commercial industrial operating revenues, those numbers now reflect the 5% increase. And again, the very last line, the intergovernmental transfer, is now zero because all of those expenses are on the electric side and being recouped under that city franchise fee. On the heating operating budget, the only change there would be the intergovernmental transfer. The entire amount has been moved back to the electrical, and so that is now zeroed out. And that reflects the amounts of the rate increases and the changes to the operating budget. Overall, on our combined budget, our retained earnings, $2,273,426. I'm sorry, that was the original one. $5,398,426. The original amount was $2,273,426.
Questions from anyone, from any commissioners regarding this? seconds here to come in.
Commissioner Lamar. Just to a short note on the retained earnings, just to remind commissioners that retained earnings are used to make bond payments and are used for our capital expenditures.
And there's plenty of those, isn't there? Okay, then I would immediate questions for Ms. Rundy right now. Then I would look for a resolution to approve the revised 2018 budget that incorporates the approved rate adjustments. The original budget had been approved in September 11 of 2017. This is for the rate adjustments.
I'll offer a resolution for approval.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, a resolution has been offered and second. Any further discussion? If not, I'll let you take roll call, Beth.
Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye. Okay, and then we go on to the wind turbine report, and I'll let Mr. Jared Smith tell us about that.
Chair, if you'll notice the December 2017 wind turbine report, total combined production was equal to the number three production of 338,000 kilowatt hours. Number four is still down with the blade pitch controller issue. We were told by the company that we sent the part off to that the part would be back at the end of last week. They called us at the end of the last week and said they're still working on it. They don't know when it will be done. So we'll have our power production guys keep on them to try to get them back as quickly as possible so that we can get that back in service. As a result of that outage and some other issues late that fall, our total output for the year is 6,500,000 kilowatt hours, which is actually lower than the previous 3 years, as you can see on the report there. So that's a little disappointing, but our guys are doing what they can. Any questions?
Oh, and I just recently had an email from a customer in town here, so that's appreciate the update so I can keep them informed along the way as to what's going on. No other questions about the turbines. Thank you very much for the report. Until next month. And then we'll go on to Mary about the customer notice that we talked about, letting our customers know what's going on.
I think you all should have a copy on your iPads of the notice that, the tentative notice which we're looking at putting out. John, Denise, and I kind of put it together. We need acceptance of the verbiage, and one of the things that's pressing is that we have to have a two-week lead time for the AMS at NISC to publish and program needs to be inserted. So we're looking for approval basically on the terminology and the description of what we have there.
So everyone had a chance to read that. Any comments? Can't miss or sharing this with someone. Talks about the water increase and why we're having it, and then of course the franchise fee. There was just, Moss has, of course, I have just a couple of comments, and if it's, they're nothing real big, but where you talk about women's rates are still in the lower 25% bracket compared to other utilities, I think it might be good to put in there in Minnesota, if that's where that's from, so that they're not known as yet, oh yeah, across the nation or whatever. And then at the end where it says the WMU pays to the city, making that city of Wilmer so no one would be confused of Twin Cities or somewhere else that would be getting that money. Those are my two comments. Any other comments from anybody else? Otherwise, I look for a motion of approval.
I
So moved.
With those two changes in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion?
Just a quick comment on formatting. Some of the hyphenated words, can we try to not hyphenate those?
Yeah, I can do some manipulating.
Yeah. A little bit better. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is that 25% actually compared to Minnesota, or is that compared to worldwide? I mean, nationwide? Because that's what your comment was regarding.
Commissioner McDonald, that 25% is Minnesota.
Okay. Good questions. Okay, all those in favor of the Bill Stuffer language for regarding our rate adjustments? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, that carries. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
And then we'll go on to Mr. Heron's report.
The first item on the General Manager's report is our holiday gift listing. By policy and by statute, we are prohibited from receiving gifts. However, over the holidays, it's difficult not to receive gifts. These gifts, the list that you have there, are from vendors that sent different gifts to us here that we accepted as staff, to no individual or to the utility as a whole. So in lieu of returning them, violation of the policy, we just keep track of what we're receiving, an approximate dollar for the record. So that's what we have there. I don't know if there's any questions regarding that list. And other than that, all we have is Labor Committee agenda items that are forthcoming, as well as a Planning Committee. If there's additional questions there, I'll be pleased to address them. Otherwise, I would conclude my report.
And we'll just look for those committee meetings. There will probably be, that's to be determined yet, but meetings in January. And at that first meeting, then there will need to be a chairperson appointed at each of those committees. Anything else to come before the commission this morning? In the meantime, I guess it is. Asked to come before the commission today?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Moved and second. In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
That was quite 16 minutes
in a row. I have no idea.
Yes.
A time debate.